Tuesday.
It's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Let's talk about secrets.
Ooh, spicy.
I thought we were supposed to talk about secrets. That's
I know. We're not supposed to talk about them, but we do all have them.
Are you whispering? Are we whispering?
Some are more embarrassing than others, okay. But it's not healthy to hold them in all the time.
No.
Like, I bet you guys didn't know, I saved a turtle once.
Oh, that's great. Really?
But I never told anyone how I did it.
Oh.
Oh, how?
I don't want to know.
I actually
released him into the shark tank at SeaWorld.
What?
Just set him free. Swim free, Mario Andretti. You go live your life.
You try to be like the Free Willy kid, but like it went wrong.
I am the Free Willy kid.
Big sharks eat turtles.
But you know, other secrets are more serious than that one. And
yeah.
For today's Awkward Tuesday phone call, we have a guy who says he feels extremely guilty about
Uh-oh.
A secret that he's been hiding from his fiance.
No.
So let's meet him. His name's Aaron. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, Aaron, I can hear the guilt in your voice. Why are you hiding secrets from your fiance?
Well, I wasn't planning on hiding secrets from my fiance. It just kind of happened.
Okay.
Oh, one of those situations.
You know, 1 week of dating turned into 3 years. Suddenly we're engaged and I haven't told her yet.
Yeah, I see how that happens, though. You have something that you're like, maybe now's not the right time to tell it. And then a week goes by and another week goes by. And before you know it, it's too late and it's a secret.
That's exactly what it is.
Okay.
Oh, no. Really?
Please don't tell me you like cheated early on in the relationship or something like that, please.
Well, let's start with what your fiance's name is.
My fiance's name is Courtney.
Okay.
Okay.
I love Courtney with everything.
Oh.
Okay.
And I'm so excited to marry her, but my anxiety's been off the walls.
All right.
Okay. How soon is the wedding, can I ask?
2 months from today.
Okay, two months.
From today? Oh, wow, okay.
All right.
And so, tell us the story about your secret. What happened?
So, I'm not happy to admit it, but during the beginning of our relationship, when we were just starting to see each other, we didn't really know, you know, where things were going.
Uh-huh.
I cheated on her.
No, this is not what I wanted you to say.
So, Brooke, you ruined the secret.
Because it's so obvious. This is always a secret.
Yeah.
Was it a purposeful cheating or was it an accidental, like, oops, I cheated?
What? Oops, I slipped and fell on top of a woman?
It happens more often than you'd think.
And then fell asleep mid-fall, so I don't remember.
Yeah,
what kind of cheating was it?
Well, it was only, like, a month into our relationship, so we weren't super, super dating, I guess, but it was an accident, and I cheated on her with her older sister.
What?
Oh!
Why do we even have to tell her? But now I know. Why would you do that? What are you thinking?
Dude, hell no.
It happened so fast. I didn't know where our relationship was going.
Dude, it doesn't matter where your relationship was going. It doesn't even matter if you had the relationship defining talk. That is off limits, literally.
Listen, you're preaching to the choir. I feel bad.
Have you talked to the older sister since this happened?
No.
So you're outing the sister, too, then, when you tell her this.
See, is the sister the maid of honor at your guys' wedding in 2 months?
She is.
Oh, I don't like this. I don't want to be a part of this.
Maybe.
Okay, what? Do we have to tell?
Sucks.
I'm being honest. I don't know if we should say anything.
Okay, let's not say anything, then. Bye.
I'm serious. Like, why do you want to tell her?
I want them to get
married. If it's not an issue anymore and you don't have feelings for the sister, what are you gaining out of this?
I have to get this off my chest. I know that I will not be able to, like, be up there and say I do and not just explode.
Yeah.
Have you considered going to, like, a relationship counselor or something and maybe, like, having a professional besides a bunch of radio people help? Oh, you have?
Yeah, we have, but it's never come up.
You were in counseling and you didn't confess then?
You are my last resort.
Oh, my God. You hear that all the time.
I would not be calling a radio show and not go to counseling first.
Dude, we need therapy. We are not therapists. This is not good.
Oh, my God.
You're my last resort is probably what he said to her sister right before it happened.
Very funny. Thank you for that.
Yeah. Did you actually sleep? Okay, wait. Hold on, though.
Okay.
Did you
I'm just
sleep?
Trying to put some humor.
No, good one, Jeff.
Did you sleep with the sister or did you just make out with her?
I'd rather not talk about it. It's not even...
Okay, well, these are questions your fiance is going to have. I'm just going to say that.
Maybe there's a funny way we could weave this into, like, a best man speech.
No.
so we can preserve the wedding. It'll get out there, and then we just move on and, you know, have the father-daughter dance right after.
Hey, remember that one time when you cheated with the sister? Oh, that was great. All right, guys. Cheers to a million years of happiness.
God. I don't even know what to say.
Yeah. I don't know. I did change my mind, though. I do want to do this.
We're gonna have to play a song here, but when we come back, Brooke is going to have some amazing advice for
you. Am I?
Yes. Brooke is going to earn her paycheck today when she gives you the best piece of advice that we've ever given on our show. Brooke, you got this, right?
Your face right now.
Okay.
Oh, good thing we're recording. Can you say that on the radio?
No, not really.
Not at all.
But that's where that you've put me, okay?
We're the last resorts, remember?
I was censoring myself.
Yeah.
Continue to do that.
Yeah. I saved himself.
I don't know.
I just needed to get it out there.
It's probably going to get a whole lot uglier when we come back after this song, man. Give you some advice, and then do your Awkward Tuesday phone call, all right?
Right on.
Okay, hang on. If you're just tuning in for the Awkward Tuesday phone call, one of our listeners, Aaron, told us a secret.
Yeah.
A very big secret.
Bad secret.
Monumental, gargantuan, Titanic-sized secret.
Terrible secret.
The biggest.
That he's been keeping from his fiancée.
Mm-hmm.
Early on in their relationship, he cheated on her with her older sister.
Oh my gosh. I mean, even hearing it again.
Yeah. I know.
There's no nice way to say that.
Yikes.
Now, as they get closer to their wedding day, he's feeling very anxious about hiding it from her, and he wants to come clean in an Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Oh my gosh.
Now, I've already promised on the air that Jose and I are going to bow out of this one, and Brooke is going to take over because this is too serious for
Right.
our dumb advice.
Yeah.
The success or failure of this phone call relies entirely on Brooke and her advice. So, Aaron,
come on, Brooke.
Are you ready to put your future marriage into Brooke's wine-stained fingers?
Let's do it.
All right.
Come on, Brooke.
What do you got, Brooke?
I've been thinking about this, Aaron.
Okay.
You need to take full responsibility for your actions.
Mm.
Okay?
Boring.
Yeah, there's no, like, but I was drunk, but your sister led me on, none of that. It's all you, buddy. You are the bad guy here. You know it, and you're sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you need to explain to her why, although it sounds like a big deal, it's not anymore. Because A, it hasn't happened again. And B, you're so sorry. Did you see how many times I said sorry there?
Yeah.
Okay, Dr. Ruth, we only have like 30 minutes for this call.
Ruth.
So can you summarize, do the spark
Ruth.
Notes of that?
That's it. Be honest. Be honest, take the blame.
Okay. All right, let's do this.
All right. You're cool with the honesty thing. I was going to suggest maybe faking your death because then things... It'll look a whole lot better.
That could work. That might actually.
Okay.
How does he call her and tell her he's dead?
Details, Jose.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. Maybe the honesty policy is the best.
Stick with
honesty.
Okay.
Please.
Okay, you guys need to call her because I'm about to hang up.
All right.
Okay.
All right, let's go.
I'm going to dial the phone number right
now.
Here
I'm
we go.
I'm so nervous.
Hello?
Hey, babe.
Hi, hon. What's this number?
Oh, I'm just calling from Josh's phone. How's it going? How are you?
I'm good. Just had lunch with the girls. What's up?
Nice.
How's Josh?
He's doing okay. He's feeling a little better. Listen, babe, I just want to tell you that I love you so much. And I am so grateful for you, and I am so, so excited to get married to you. You mean so much to me, Court, and I love being with you every day, and I love learning all the new things about you and how to be a better husband and friend.
And don't forget lover.
Yeah, I guess that too. And also, it taught me that it's so much more important to be more honest and more open with each other, you know, about everything.
Well, we already are honest with each other, so what do you mean more honest?
Well, yeah. No, we're honest with each other, but I think maybe we should be more upfront about what's happened in our past.
I feel like I've been pretty open with you. I told you about the professional soccer player.
Yeah, no, you told me about him. You told me about him a few times, actually. But I need to tell you about my past.
What do you mean?
Listen, I'm really scared right now because it's kind of a big thing, and I don't want to lose you.
Okay, Aaron, what are you talking about? You're making me so nervous right now. What do you mean?
So, you remember when we first started dating, and mm-hmm. we had those first couple months, and we weren't, you know, like, official yet?
Okay.
In those early phases, before we were official, I may have been with somebody else.
What? What do you mean?
I know it's horrible, and I feel so bad about it. I feel so ashamed. It's been killing me.
Oh, my God.
And the worst part is it was with someone you know.
Oh, my gosh. I feel sick right now to my stomach. Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding. But you deserve to know the truth before we get married. I love you so much. I love you so much, Courtney. And I have to tell you.
Wait, just stop. Who is it?
I was unfaithful to you with your sister.
What? With Darcy?
Yes. Yes. And I feel so bad, Courtney. I am so, so sorry.
Aaron, that doesn't make any sense. My sister's a lesbian.
Well, I know that. I didn't physically cheat with her. It was all emotional. I know it was wrong.
What?
Okay, Aaron, what? Whose voice is that?
What? You didn't physically cheat with her?
I'm confused.
Now I feel like you're lying to us.
What?
Hi, Courtney.
Wait, hello?
Yeah.
What's happening right now?
What?
You're on the radio.
Are you kidding me? What is happening?
No, this is Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, yeah. And we're doing something called an Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Okay, hi. This is Billy.
Wait, hold on. We were under the impression your fiance called us because I guess you never said it, but I just assumed you slept with her sister.
Yeah, Aaron, can you be clear?
Emotional cheating is just as bad as physical cheating. That's what they said in counseling. That's why it's been killing me.
How do you have an emotional one-night stand with someone? I don't understand.
Wait, what does that mean?
Yeah.
I am sorry to say that the emotional cheating happened more than once.
Oh. It was a full-blown emotional affair.
Oh, no.
No, hold on. Courtney, did you say your sister's a lesbian?
Yeah, and Aaron, in counseling, when we talked about emotional cheating, we were talking about two people who connect and are emotionally attached to each other or text or talk a certain way.
I just know that I did some pretty bad things in my mind. And
Aaron, babe, I don't need to know the specifics of what you thought about of my sister, but I mean, listen, we all go through this. I totally understand. I've had crushes on like celebrities. You know Adam Levine.
Uh-huh. And Aaron, it doesn't count if you were the only one fantasizing. Her sister doesn't like dudes, man. Yes. She was not thinking about you in that way.
Not like you were like texting each other.
I don't know that she's not attracted to me. Maybe, I don't know.
Babe, she's 100% a lesbian. I just had lunch with her, Aaron.
Aaron, are you secretly like crushing on her sister? Is that what this all boils down to?
It was a long time ago, and I haven't done anything since. But
you didn't do anything then. Yeah. I think that's the whole point, Aaron. It's not an emotional affair if it's only one-sided.
Yeah.
Listen, Courtney, I know it doesn't sound like a lot on the surface, but I did it. And I feel terrible about it. I feel so ashamed.
Oh, gosh.
And I do feel like emotional cheating is just as bad as physical cheating, even though obviously I'm not in the majority. I indulge in impure thoughts. And I just want you to know that if you don't want to go through with the wedding, I understand.
No,
Aaron,
bro.
Do you have a thing for my sister still? Because if not, I don't understand what the problem is here.
No, I mean...
Okay, then I guess I'll see you in 2 months at our wedding.
Oh, you're not going to see her for the next 2 months then?
No.
Dude,
I don't know. He might be with my sister. Yeah. I don't know anymore.
And your sister's just going to be like, ew, get away from
me.
Here's the thing, Aaron. I think that it's really sweet and it's really commendable. And emotional affairs are definitely a real thing. You're absolutely right. And they're not something that you should have when you're with somebody. But it just sounds like what you had was maybe a nice conversation with her sister that you read the wrong way.
I mean, I've never really had like a super long conversation with her, so it's really been more mental.
So it's just you sleeping with her sister in your head.
Dude, you're a man.
Listen, I know that it's not a big deal to you guys, but I had to get it off of my chest. I had to be honest with her.
Right. That is really sweet.
All right. Feel better, bro. Yes, so
this is definitely going to be something that I can laugh at whenever I see her now.
Okay.
Courtney, you're not going to tell her though, right?
I mean, Courtney, you were so sweet in telling me. I think maybe we should just all be honest here and just, you know, let it out,
no!
Let everyone know,
babe.
Let it open to the air, and then we'll all feel better.
Babe.
I'm sorry. I'll try and keep this in.
It's not going to happen.
Moving 92.5.